Hey, what's up, guys? It's Keanu. I'm about to open up this podcast with a short story by author Lily Mae Rose. It's called When You Wish Upon a Star, and it goes like this. Once upon a time, there was a little girl who loved to dream. She would wish upon stars and dream of the future. She would imagine great happiness and seek after new hope. In fact, the little girl spent most of her days wishing and dreaming and hoping for things that would make her life a little less ordinary. The more she dreamed, the better she felt. And the better she felt, the more she dreamed. Days, weeks, and months passed, and the little girl continued to wish on stars and wait for the moment when one day her dreams would come true. However, the little girl was so preoccupied with her dreaming that opportunities passed her by like clouds on the horizon. One evening, when the sky was twinkling with stars, she noticed something floating by her. It was a little boy clutching desperately to a rope, which was attached to a sparkling star. The little girl stared in amazement before calling out desperately to the boy. "Are you all right?" The little boy smiled back, was clutching onto the rope for dear life. "What are you doing?" the little girl exclaimed in wonderment. "I'm catching my wishing star," he replied. "I'm going to make my wishes come true." The boy surely and steadily began climbing up the rope towards his star as he continued to pass by the little girl. The little girl looked up in the sky at all the stars she had ever wished on. There were millions and millions of them, each one twinkling so bright. Not one of those stars had ever fallen into her lap. Not one of her wishes had ever come true. This time, she looked to a new star and made a new wish. She picked up a rope and with all her might threw it up into the sky. It wrapped itself around her chosen star and she grabbed onto it for dear life. The little girl's life was about to change, and change for the better, as she had finally found her new ideal. So basically what I took from this short story by author Lily Mae Rose was that when you set a goal for yourself, you need to make sure that you're putting in that extra time and effort to reach your goal. You can't just sit around and be lazy on the couch watching TV, Netflix, whatever. So let's say I wanted to go to college for football. What would I have to do to go and play collegiate football? Well, first off, I'd have to start off in the classroom and at home. I'd have to get good grades, listen to my parents, listen to my teachers. Otherwise, all of that could be taken away from me because everything is a privilege in this world. Well, most things are. So after all that, I'd have to go to practice, listen to my coaches when I get to practice, make sure I'm not loafing around, make sure I'm hustling, putting extra work, helping out my teammates, whether it be drills or plays. And then after practice, I'd have to stay after practice because most collegiate athletes aren't just going to practice maybe 5 days out of the week for 2 hours and saying, "Oh, I'm done with practice for the day." Most collegiate athletes are staying an hour or two or three after practice, maybe before practice, and putting in extra work, maybe on the field or in the weight room. Say, if it's on the field, you know, I'm running drills with my coach or a teammate who's also trying to go to college to get each other better. So basically, what I'm trying to say is that when you reach a goal for yourself, you need to make sure that you're putting in time and effort, but not just time and effort, extra time and effort to make sure that your chances are maximized. As far as my own dreams and goals go, I feel like if I weren't to have an outside influence, such as my parents or some of my friends or some of my teachers, I feel like my own goals for myself wouldn't be that high. Just because at this point in my life, I'm still young. I'm 16, and I feel like there's still this huge part of me that wants to be a child, and I don't really want to have to think about taking on responsibilities such as paying taxes or mortgages. And it's kind of like how transcendentalists, they try to stay away from society. And they don't really have anyone relying on them except for themselves. They don't have to deal with society. They don't have to deal with money. They don't have to deal with how they're going to get to work. All they do is find themselves in the woods and find food for themselves to live, and they just exist in the woods. And I feel like that on a much less scale, I kind of want to be like that. Not in the woods, but I don't really want to have anyone rely on me for anything, just because my mindset at this age is not at that point, I guess. And I feel like when kids are young and they set goals for themselves, like at a very young age, like toddler type age, I feel like the reason why we set goals like astronauts and stuff for ourselves, because at like that young of an age, we're so influenced by our parents who say we can be anything we want, but they don't tell us about how it actually is in the real world, about how much school it takes, how much money it takes. And I feel like that's why when we grow older, we disconnect from our original goals as little children, wanting to be astronauts and cowboys. But yeah. So I'm here with my grandma. Grandma, can you introduce yourself?
My name is Sandra Aquina, and I am a retired teacher, vice principal, and owner of Aquina Aloha Tours, Aquina Bus Service.
So, Grandma, did you ever think about changing what you originally planned to do in the future based on your age? Or has it ever changed your outlook on your goals when you were younger?
My primary goal was to be a teacher, which I accomplished, and then went on to become a vice principal. But throughout my years of teaching or in the educational system, it was a necessity for me to help with the family business, which was the tour and transportation and school buses.
So did other people's opinions ever sway or change your original goal to do something?
Yes, my original goal of being just a teacher and a vice principal was certainly changed quite a bit, as I had to help my husband with his many entrepreneurial ventures. He was very good about creating businesses, and so working hand in hand with him was quite a challenge. Besides the school bus and tours, we had a commercial fishing for Akuli, and he was a pilot that would spot all the schools, and then we'd have to take all the boats and nets and surround the fish, and then we would have to bring the fish in and take it to market and sell the fish. And that included many, many people to help. Also, he was one of the first router service people. He brought in the first router service on Maui, called it Maui De Router, and now we have lots of router services. We did real estate investments, and that required a lot of time on my part, so I decided to become a real estate salesperson.
So after listening to my grandma, I realized that she's really done a lot in her life throughout the years with all those businesses. I never really knew she had so many businesses. I knew she taught and she owned a bus service, but I didn't know that she owned more than that. So after listening to her, I kind of thought about asking myself, what are my goals, and are they truly maximizing my potential like she maximized her potential? And I know my goals right now, my smaller goals, to get into college in a few years, and then get a house. And I know that college can help to maximize my potential, but I feel like there's other things that I could do to improve that to help me. But I'm not really sure what they are right now, so I'm gonna think about that. Maybe you guys can too. So yeah. Piggybacking onto that last question, I'd like to ask myself and you guys, do your dreams do anything but help yourself? Me personally, as far as my dream of getting into college, I do believe that it can help me, but I also believe that it can also help the people around me, such as my mom and my dad, because I know that with the college degree, it can help me, or it could provide me with better career opportunities. And with those better career opportunities, I believe that they could provide higher pay. And with that higher pay, I'd like to repay my mom and my dad, because they gave me a beautiful life. Because after the age of 7, me and my sister, we didn't really have to struggle for much. We don't really have to stress over anything besides our grades. While my grandma was talking, I was kind of reminiscing about when my grandpa was here. I remember walking around my grandparents' house, and I could sometimes hear my mom and my grandma talking. They were always talking. But I remember this one time they were talking about my grandpa, and they were saying that if he kept giving money away to people, that we'd go poor. And I remember going out to the patio to ask him about that, and he told me that he looked at me and he laughed at me and he said money wasn't anything. And after that day, I looked at him as my ultimate hero. He was extremely inspiring to me. I remember maybe in second grade, anytime I'd get a good test score on like a spelling test or anything, we'd go out in his Jeep and down to Long's, and he'd buy me a toy. And there was this one time where he saw this homeless man on the side of the road. There was a couple occasions where this happened. Anytime he saw anyone in need, actually, he'd pull over on the side of the road, give him a few bucks, and tell him to have a nice day, and then we'd go on to Long's to buy me a toy. And he's truly inspiring to me, and I'd like to be like him one day. What I learned from this podcast and my grandma and my grandfather, I guess, is that when you set a goal for yourself, you need to make sure that you're putting in that extra time and effort to maximize your chances at reaching your goal. And I'd also like to thank you guys for taking time out of your day to listen to my podcast. And I'd also like to thank my grandma for taking time out of her day to help me out with this podcast. So thank you all.